Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring and that's my fine wife, Bev.
Yay. Okay, on today's Do Not Fear scripture, we've got Isaiah 10:24. 10:24 on August 24.
Okay. Good.
Therefore, this is what the Lord Almighty says, my people will live in Zion. Do not be afraid of the Assyrians who beat you with a rod and lift up a club against you as Egypt did.
Wow.
So do not be afraid of your enemies.
That's right. On today's call, we're going to discuss 7 ways to show you really love the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I were to ask you, do you love the Lord? If I were to ask most Christians, if they love the Lord, they would immediately say, of course I do. What kind of question is that? Actually, it's a very real and relevant question for every believer, a question with important and far-reaching spiritual implications. John 14:23, Classic Amplified. Jesus answered, if a person really loves me, he will keep my word, obey my teaching, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home, abode, special dwelling place with him.
Mm.
Now, according to this scripture, the criteria for really loving the Lord is to obey his teaching. John 14:15, Classic Amplified, 14:15. If you really love me, you will keep, obey my commands. What does God ask us to do in his word? Here are 7 ways to show your love for him by doing what he says. 1, confess our sins and ask for forgiveness. You know, we can hide a lot of things from a lot of people, but there's one thing we can never hide, and that's our sins from God. Even if you could hide your sins, it would be an ignorant thing to do with immediate and eternal consequences. Proverbs 28:13, Message Bible. You can't whitewash your sins and get by with it. You find mercy by admitting and leaving them.
Mm.
Not only should we not whitewash our sins, we cannot like them either. 1 John 1:10, Message Bible. If we claim that we've never sinned, we out and out contradict God, make a liar out of him, a claim that only shows our ignorance of God. However, there's some great news when we obey his instruction. 1 John 1:9, Classic Amplified. If we freely admit that we've sinned and confess our sins, he is faithful and just, true to his own nature and promises, and will forgive us our sins, dismiss our lawlessness, and continuously cleanse us from all unrighteousness, everything not in conformity to his will in purpose, thought, and action.
And I feel led to throw in there, if someone says, I don't know if I'm forgiven of my sins, well, then you can be assured you are, because you're concerned about not being forgiven. Believe me, you want to be forgiven, and he's forgiven you.
Yes, she has.
2, love one another as he first loved us. I love that scripture. It says, notice the progression from the first 3 scripture verses that we're, you know, that we're giving, going to share with you next. 1 John 4:19 says, we love him because he first loved us. The reason that we love him because he first loved us is because we were very unlovely. If you were recognize your sins, and here is someone who loves you, and you don't even deserve it. That's how come we love him, because he first loved us. One of the first scriptures, you know, you learn is it when you're a kid or a child, or, you know, or even when you're born again as an adult, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So we have accepted the Lord. And then in John 13:34, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another, which means they didn't necessarily merit it, but you're going to love people. Maybe not love what they do. Don't have to love what they do, but you need to love them.
Yes.
When our hearts are pure before the Lord, His grace will help us with this instruction.
Yes, it will. He will. Number three, feed His sheep. God wants us feeding His sheep, and not just when things are convenient. We can gain a powerful insight into the heart of God by reading Ezekiel 34, verses 13 through 16. Ezekiel 34, 13 through 16, Classic Amplified Bible. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries. And I will bring them to their own land. And I will feed them upon the mountains of Israel, by the watercourses, and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them with good pasture. Upon the high mountains of Israel shall their fold be. They shall lie down in a good fold and in a fat pasture, so they feed upon the mountains of Israel. I will feed my sheep, and I will cause them to lie down, says the Lord God. I will seek that which was lost and bring back that which strayed. And I will bandage the hurt, the crippled, and will strengthen the weak, the sick, but I will destroy the fat and the strong who have become hard-hearted and perverse. I will feed them with judgment and punishment.
Very interesting. Number four, care for the widows and orphans. James 1:27 gives us this insight on how God feels. It says, external religious worship, religion as it is expressed in outward acts, that is pure and unblemished in the sight of God the Father, is this: to visit and help and care for the orphans and widows in their affliction and need, and to help to keep oneself unspotted and uncontaminated from the world. That's a lot to do right there. Pure religion is caring for the widows and orphans in their affliction and not letting the world's view sway your belief system. Is this carrying a part of our belief system? That's what we need to ask ourselves. Or do we just look to other people to take care of things? The way we read the scriptures, helping the widows and the orphans is not really even optional. Rather, it's an example of what Christian love and compassion that shows to the world around them.
That's true. Number five, forgive those who've done us wrong. Well, Colossians 3:13, New International Version. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. Now, the New Living Translation of that scripture, again, Colossians 3:13, says it this way. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Ephesians 4:2, New Living Translation. Always be humble and gentle and be patient with each other, making allowance for each other's faults because of your love. There's nowhere really in Scripture where we found the word to say ignore the person, pass judgment on them, or condemn them. The word simply says that we're to forgive one another, even though it may not be easy. To do any differently than what the word says means that we've chosen to disobey the word. Mark 11:26, Classic Amplified. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your failings and shortcomings.
Number six, obey the Ten Commandments.
Yes.
You know, we need to remember that God gave us the Ten Commandments, not suggestions or recommendations. And this was before the law. This is not to do with the law. The law has been fulfilled, but the Ten Commandments stand as they stand.
Amen.
Deuteronomy 8:1 says, all the commandments which I command thee this day shall be that ye observe to do. A little bit further in Deuteronomy 8 reveals some of the powerful promises and instructions. Verses 11 through 13 in the Message Bible says it this way. Make sure you don't forget God, your God, by keeping his commandments, his rules and regulations that I command you today. Make sure that when you eat and are satisfied, build pleasant houses and settle in, see your herds and flocks flourish and more money come in, watch your standard of living going up and up. The point of it is when we obey his commands, then we can have the confidence in knowing that he will be delighted in what we are doing, and he is very good to bless us. But
Amen.
We need to remember
yeah.
what God said in the Ten Commandments.
We delight him by our obedience.
Yeah.
Number 7, be healthy, wealthy, and wise.
Wow.
Our Heavenly Father wants us to be healthy, wealthy, and wise. 3 John 2 is the trifecta of his promises when it says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Notice the verse says, even as thy soul prospers. There is a direct correlation between your soul prospering and your growth in the things of God, which will link to your physical and financial prosperity.
That is true.
The key to prosperity and success is spiritual happiness. That only comes through a personal relationship with the Lord. Proverbs 16:20, New Living Translation. Those who listen to instruction will prosper. Those who trust the Lord will be joyful. One final thought. When we've shown our love to the Lord by doing what he tells us to do, by obeying his instructions, by following his teachings, then we will receive a special visitation. John 14:23 again, this time, classic amplified. Jesus answered, If a person really loves me, he'll keep my word, obey my teaching, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home, abode, special dwelling place with him. Just think about that. He will come and make his home with you.
Hallelujah.
And glory to God. That's so powerful. Praise God. Join us every morning at 8:30 Eastern for Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. And until tomorrow morning, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.